As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Isaiah 15. For the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. The tongue of the learned is talking about utterance, divine utterance. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. In other words, utterance come by inspiration. That's the inspiration of the Holy One. Amen. That comes like light, a brightness, the revelation of the Holy One. Amen. That communicate the mind of God. Let's read on. Verse 5. The Lord God had opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away my back. Listen to this. The purpose of the spirit of revelation, as we have seen earlier on, is to expose the enemies within. Amen. Any attitude of the heart and stronghold of the heart that will conflict against the plan and the purpose of God for your life must be exposed. You cannot be harboring rebellion and expect the glory of God to be revealed. Rebellion must be dealt with. The issues of the heart must be confronted. And we cannot confront it without God exposing it. Now, God having exposed it, you have a responsibility. You know, sometimes God exposes the wrong attitude of our heart, but we ignore it. Sometimes we ignore it. We ignore his attention. Sometimes it requires willingness and courage from you to be able to overcome those enemies. So that when God is exposing them, you are not covering them up. Amen. So God exposes them and you are expected to confront them. As I gave my back to the smith house, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. Amen. Two things are critical as we receive from the Lord the spirit of revelation. One, when the spirit of revelation comes and the inspiration of the Holy One, it is to expose the enemies within. So, but we have the responsibility to now rise up, confront them, and get them trashed. Praise God. Two, as the spirit of revelation of the Holy One comes and the inspiration of the Lord, as it comes, it is to pave the way for us to enter the land. Amen. That's why he said, I've set my eyes like that of a flint. A flint is a rock. It's a rock. Amen. The word flint from the Hebrew word, from the Hebrew root, means resolve. Resolve that will lead me into my future. So the purpose of the spirit of revelation is to stir up in us that resolve, that conviction of faith that will launch us into our prophetic inheritance, into our prophetic destinies. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.